English across the pond.
Hello, hello, welcome everybody. You're listening to English Across the Pond. It's another Friday, it's another new episode. We are delighted to be here once again and providing you with all the English language you need. There are two of us on this podcast. I am one half, 50%. My name is Dan. Hello, nice to meet you, nice to see you again. I am an English teacher from England.
Hey, I guess that would make me the other half, the other 50%. My name is Jennifer Nascimento. I am broadcasting to you, recording from the United States of America. I am an American English teacher. I am so happy to be here with you, Dan, and talking to you listeners around the world. Hi.
Nice. Good. Nice introduction.
Thank you.
You should do that every week.
I was practicing.
You can tell. Soon we'll have a natural conversation, hopefully providing you with new vocab, phrases, idioms, etc. All the English you need to lift your fluency up. Listening practice, of course, British English and American English pronunciation. But before that, we are so excited. And I am actually excited. We are so genuinely excited.
I had to give my two cents.
Don't worry, your two pence. To announce that next week, listen carefully, please. Next week, we are going to provide you with three extra free podcasts. That's three and three together, which isn't easy. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there are going to be three free extra podcasts. We should have done four. It would have been a lot easier. Three free.
That means next week, if you're listening to Friday, in 3 days, on February 1st, we are going to walk you through some common obstacles that English learners have and give you the solutions. So, we're going to be telling you how to decrease fear and how to increase confidence for speaking about any topic. We're going to teach you how to start, how to have, and how to end any conversation in English. And we're going to teach you how to regain control of a conversation when you get lost. So a lot of the times our learners say, you know, I'm scared because I'm afraid I'm not going to understand, or I'm afraid because I don't know what to say in a conversation. So that fear kind of gets people stuck. So we're going to teach you not only how to decrease that fear, we're going to be teaching you what to say. And we're not talking about textbook robotic memorization of language. No, no, no. We're giving you a strategy, an outline to support confident and fluent conversations, and then teaching you what to do when you're like, oh no, I don't know what they just said, I don't understand, and how you can, you know, go from being fearful to confident because you can gain control. Gosh, Dan, I'm fired up.
I am. And also another thing, like, for example, another thing is how to transition, how to change. Perhaps the person you're with is talking about something you don't want to talk about, or it's just time to change. So how you can get away from sort of conversation A and move it through to sort of like the next part of the conversation. So much good stuff. It's crazy.
Yes.
We love it.
Yes. And so obviously we're not here to start it now, but it is starting on Monday, and we wanted to give these extra bonus episodes to, you know, not take away from these conversations that we have every week, but also just give you more to support you even more. So tune in, come back. These episodes will be available on our website, on Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, the same place that you sign on and listen every Friday. Come back on Monday and you'll have another episode. And then on Tuesday again, and then on Wednesday again. Woo!
Gorgeous. Good stuff.
Okay. All
right. Shall we talk about confidence?
Yes. Perfect segue from last week's episode on fluency.
That's almost like we have a plan.
I know.
Jennifer, are you a confident person?
I believe I'm pretty confident, yes. I'm not cocky, but I'm confident.
What's the difference?
Ooh. I think the outward attitude that you give.
So, what would, like, for example, you
dot,
know...
Dot, dot.
That's my transition. What would a cocky person say or do that a confident person wouldn't do? Or the other way around, if it's easier?
Yeah. So I think confidence is more of just like a belief within yourself.
Yeah.
And not necessarily something that you have to say or do. If you're confident and you're confident within yourself, I don't think it's necessary to make sure other people know you're confident.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's just a belief.
Yeah.
However, I think somebody who's cocky is a synonym for like arrogant.
Yeah.
You know, full of themselves, big-headed. When you're cocky, I think typically it's the attitude that you believe in yourself or you're confident, but you also want the world to know it.
Sure.
But
I agree.
A little secret. I think that sometimes cocky people aren't always really confident.
Yeah.
So I think sometimes when you're cocky or arrogant, it's just a facade, a pretend confidence.
And perhaps the cocky, arrogant person is perhaps the least confident person in the room.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. And I think the word cocky, it comes from the male chicken. Yeah, a rooster. And of course, if any of you have ever seen a rooster or a cockerel, cock-a-doodle-doo. Or should I say, cock-a-doodle-doo! And they look very proud, pushing their feathers out, holding their head up high and saying, look at me. Which, if you're listening to this and you are a cockerel, that's okay, because that's what you do for a living. You know, don't be shy if you are a cockerel. But if you are a human, look at me, look at me, look at me, can be a bit much. Yeah.
Roosters, those males, they can be aggressive in the chicken coop too.
Yeah. Yeah, king of the roost. So, do you think that like people are just born confident, or do you think it's something that we can actually sort of like work on? You know, can we change? Is there room for change? Can I be more confident?
Of course.
How? Tell me how.
Remember our growth and our fixed mindset conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So if you just say, oh, I'm just not confident. I just can't do blah. I can't do X, Y, Z. I can't do this. I can do this, but I just can't do that. You know, I'll just never be confident. I'll never be like so-and-so down the street. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You might not. You know, but if you adopt a growth mindset, a belief that you can change, skills are learnable, you know, things are flexible and not permanent, then of course you can get confidence. Anybody can gain confidence.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Yeah. Dan, you can do it too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, okay. I won't argue.
Yeah.
But no, because the thing is, like, I don't want to go ice skating. You know, it's my bete noir, the one thing that I never want to go ice skating, so I don't want to be confident. I was going to say I can't be confident at ice skating because I don't like it, but that's a sort of stupid because I don't want to go ice skating ever.
You don't want to do it, so it's not something that you're worried about, or it's not a problem or an obstacle for
you. One of my ambitions in life is to not go ice skating. Ever.
It's so funny.
I'm working on it.
My son has been ice skating recently.
He has.
And it's so cute. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, but when he falls over, he's still like, boom! You know, it still doesn't look fun.
Yeah, but luckily ice. When they're little, you don't have as long as a fall. As long
That's
of
true.
A fall.
Yeah, ice is very unforgiving, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't snowboard anymore.
Yeah.
I snowboarded once. landed on some hard snow, ice.
Ooh,
I think I basically broke my tailbone.
Yeah.
And I never looked back.
No. Thank you, no thank you.
Yeah, no thanks. Bye.
Yeah. There's other things to do. Okay. I have in front
Confidence.
Of me... Yeah, I have in front of me an article which we will put in the show notes for our beautiful members. It's from Forbes.com. I'm not quite sure what Forbes.com is, but I found one article that was too short, one that was too long, and this one's about the right length. And it's written by a woman who says, I write about life for 20-something women. And that's... so it's perfect for me. So she's got... 10 ways to build confidence, okay? And I'm going to pick...
So you.
I know, right?
A 20-something woman. I know, girlfriend!
Yeah, ooh! Right, sorry, I'm getting into that a bit too much. I'm going to pick out one that I want to talk to you about, and it's number 4, and it's exercise. Say what? Exercise. How, Jennifer, does exercise help you become more confident? Girlfriend! Sorry.
Exercise is beneficial for your body and therefore for your mind. So
yeah.
When you exercise, you can release, you know, those feel-good chemicals in your body.
Yeah.
So those feel-good chemicals will help, you know, elevate your mood. And when your mood is elevated, you're more likely to be confident, to feel good about something.
True.
Exercise can also decrease stress. So if you're feeling stressed or anxious about what you can't do, right? You can kind of exercise, get it out. It's kind of like your body releasing that. And then you might be in a more positive frame of mind to adopt a confident attitude. You might feel good because it might be a goal to exercise. And so then when you start doing it, you start to believe more in yourself. And then when you believe in yourself, that also can create a feeling of confidence about things.
Very good answer.
It's almost like I wrote this article.
You're very good at this.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Can you, as you scroll up and down, do you want to pick one?
I'm going to close my eyes and scroll.
Ooh.
And I got follow through, number 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And
do you want to ask me, you want to ask me about that?
Yeah. How do you think following through will help improve confidence?
Well, without looking at the article, I think it's to do with kind of like self-respect and respect that other people have for you. So if you say that you're going to do something, then you do it, and you do it to the right time scale, and then people start to believe in you and value you because you can see that you're a person of like integrity and that you're trustworthy and reliable. That gives them confidence in you, and if other people are confident in you, then surely you will have more confidence in yourself. So it's simply, I think, like doing what you say you're going to do, which makes you reliable, which makes people believe in you. And if they believe in you, they have confidence in you. And if they have confidence in you, you have confidence in yourself.
Wow. It's almost like you read the article.
I read it earlier.
Because that's exactly what the article says. Yeah, I know.
Woo!
You nailed it.
Oh, perfect. Thanks.
Perfectly said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And last question.
Yeah.
How do our students become more confident?
Oh my gosh. I was hoping you were going to ask me that.
Good.
I was hoping you were going to ask me that. Our students can gain more confidence by adopting a growth mindset attitude. So believing that you can be. And think about what you want, whatever you want to be confident in, right? Maybe it's English because it's an English podcast here. So if you want to be confident in English, then start believing that you can speak, use, write, read, listen to, and in English. So believing that you can, practicing, celebrating success, setting up progress and goals, and you know, checking your improvement, telling yourself and praising the good that you do. So not being so hard on yourself. Yeah. Don't focus on everything you always do wrong or the mistakes that you make. Celebrate what you do right. You know, the fact that you, I don't know, wrote a comment in English on a social media post, or you wrote an email to somebody in English, or you recorded a video of yourself speaking, or recorded audio. You know, all of those little things that might not feel big to you are really big. So celebrate it. Be happy and let that be the stepping stones for confidence.
Can I add one thing?
Please.
Having somebody to cheer for and having somebody who cheers for you, if you can possibly share the journey.
Yes.
I think we can often lose perspective if we keep our heads pointing downwards to our books for too long. We don't look up. We have no idea sort of where the horizon is, if we've made progress or not. So I think that somebody can say, oh, that was really great. I wouldn't have the courage or the confidence to do that. I really admire you and respect you. And, you know, you can big each other up. You can boost each other's confidence if you've got a study buddy.
Yeah. A community. Togetherness.
A community. Perfect, yeah. Even better. Yeah,
community.
Lovely.
I love that. We have a community.
Yay! Like our community. Yeah.
We have a community.
And we do that, though, don't we? In our private Telegram group for members, we do that all the time. We big each other up.
Yeah, we always try to support each other.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nice.
So one more thing our students can do to build confidence is tune in to our bonus episodes this coming week on Monday.
Yeah.
The bonus three episodes, these training episodes, we could say, because our students, you guys listening, you're going to walk away with something that will support your English fluency in each and every of these three episodes. So we're first talking about decreasing fear and increasing confidence. So if you want to increase your confidence, if you want more confidence in English, set an alarm for Monday, this coming Monday, February 1st, and listen to our bonus episodes.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Nice chatting.
Thanks so much, everybody. Great chatting. I'm going to go. See you Monday.
Yeah, see you Monday. I'm going to go off and be confident.
I'm going to go be not cocky.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, don't get cocky. Until next Friday. No.
Until Monday. And head over to English Across the... Wait, no. Head over to EnglishAcrossThePond.com /community. And let's start building confidence today. We can do it today. We don't need to wait till Monday. Don't push off till tomorrow what you can do today.
Wow. I love a quote.
And on that note, we'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And what do you say we get into another language focus today? Shall we? Yes, we shall. The first vocabulary word we'll get into that we'll talk about today is so-and-so, which is a person or thing whose name the speaker does not need to specify or does not know or remember. In this podcast, I used this phrase and the following example. I'll never be like so-and-so down the street. Because I wasn't talking about any real person down the street, it wasn't important to specify or say their actual name. I was talking about a make-believe or not real person. And so I used so-and-so. Because the term so-and-so is so vague and unclear, we often use it with another descriptor to give more details. For example, so-and-so down the street. Or another example, I just ran into so-and-so with the red hair that we saw last week at the restaurant. Although I do want to point out that in this context, I'd probably use the phrase, what's her name? I just ran into what's her name with the red hair that we saw last week. Both of these would be acceptable. However, it is much more common to use so-and-so
one we don't need to specify because we're not necessarily talking about anyone in particular. And similar to that, and in the same paragraph of this podcast, is our next vocabulary word in today's language focus, XYZ. XYZ is used to reference something that is not known or doesn't need to be specified. In this episode, I said, I just can't do blah. I can't do XYZ. And again, because I wasn't talking about anything real, I didn't need to say any specific thing or action. Because I didn't need anything specific, I could use the term XYZ. I can use this in any situation that I'm talking about something imagined or unreal, or if I'm retelling a story where the specifics are not very necessary. For example, I was talking to so-and-so at work yesterday, and she was telling me about her new job doing XYZ, and I just couldn't pay attention because I had a headache. Although what I'm talking about is not very clear, you don't know who I was talking to or what her job was, it wasn't important because I was mainly trying to get the information that I had a headache across. The other information wasn't important for me at the time of telling a story. So how do you think you'll use this information? What do you need to talk about people and things without specifics? Will it come in handy and be useful for you? We hope so. And don't forget that in just 3 days from today, Friday, on February 1st, we have a new free training for you on confidence and fluency. We've already mentioned it, but it's so important and so exciting that we had to tell you again. Head over to sign up for the training and our training email list so you can get the bonus transcripts and extra resources. You can sign up at englishacrossthepond.com/community. Thanks so much. Bye.